This is Focus on EMU, and we're in the halftime of the Eastern Michigan University Purdue football game, and taking a little moment here on WEMU to feature some of the great things going on around campus in our community, and wanted to introduce you today to our new student body president of this year's, and perfect time to talk with her because we're coming up on another new school year here. So welcome, Candace.
Hello.
And introduce yourself. Tell us who you are.
Okay, my name is Candace Crutcher. I'm a fifth-year senior studying political science and history here at Eastern.
Okay, so can I assume that your interest in political science led you to wanting to run for student body president?
It definitely helped.
Awesome, great. And is that in your future plans? Do you want to go on to larger public office, or is this just something you wanted to do for now while you're in college because you wanted to get into a leadership role?
It's a little bit of both. Okay. I used to always say I don't have the temperament to run for office because I get angry very easily, but I've only been at this position since April, and I've learned a lot about maintaining like a facade of just calm, and I think maybe I could actually run for office one day, so maybe. We'll see.
Dipping a toe in the water a little bit about the pace of politics, which is really slow. Really slow. All right, and I know, don't be insulted by this in any way, not meaning that you're younger or anything, but what do you want to be when you grow up? I mean, it's a, you know, what's your goals? What do you envision yourself being, becoming?
Well, I really just want to make a positive change in the world. One thing I'm really passionate about these last couple of years has been voter registration and voter mobilization, because so many people are disenfranchised.
Awesome, great. And I know Secretary of State was just on campus or is going to come to campus to do a voter registration effort. Are you involved in that at all?
Yes, we're going to be hosting an event, Ron. We're going to just be encouraging students to go to that. And we're doing voter registration with student government all year. So if you ever want to change your address or register to vote, just come to the Student Center. 342, we'll help you out.
Perfect. That's great information and a worthy cause, too, because we're in a midterm election year. Obviously, some election that's very popular in the news cycle right now. A lot of people talking about it. And one of the major targets is younger voters. So great to hear that you're involved in that. We've been doing work with League of Women Voters on their efforts, Civ City on their efforts in Ann Arbor. But good to hear on this side with students, especially, that you've got a handle in that. What else is important to you for this year as president? I mean, I don't know. Do you get to create an agenda? Do you get to have a platform and try and push things? How does it work?
So we did run on an agenda. So there's a couple of things that we're really hoping to do this year, my running mate and I. The biggest thing is just increasing transparency between the administration and students, because there's
awesome.
A huge gray area in between there where people get riled up and angry when things change without them being consulted or explaining. And so our goal is to really just have
parking. Yeah.
Exhibit A is parking.
Sorry, yep.
And so, and even dining services still to this day, so many people are complaining or saying, hey, how come they're renovating the eateries but they're not renovating the dorms, or how come the Wi-Fi still sucks? And I was like, well, Eastern didn't pay for the dining. Chartwell's paid for the dining services, and that's just something to clear up. And then anytime the university decides to make another major change like parking or dining, they should be able to tell people that it's happening, that they're thinking about it. That way it's not just change overnight and people are, what's going on?
Yeah, and you know that frustration that comes from that lack of information. And there's already some environment on campus, people that are angry, or there's a little bit of antagonistic environment, and that just makes it so much worse, where now there's the mystery of, how did this happen? Why is this affecting me? So good. You're working on that. What other things were important to you as a, you know, fifth year senior here too? So you've been here on campus for a while. What were things that you saw that you really felt both ways that are great that you want to strengthen, or things that really need to change?
I love how much student government can actually do for students on campus, because a lot of people just assume we're like a high school student government association, which was really more of a placeholder for students to have leadership skills to put on their resume. Whereas student government, we have a lot of power within administration. If students decide they want to change some kind of policy on campus, we can work with them to create it, and then administration takes us seriously and they do consider it and they do implement those changes. Some examples would be the printing money rolling over, because for a long time, if you didn't use all your money, it just disappeared, went away, but now it rolls over. That's something student government took the initiative to do. The fact that you can opt out of the RecIM as a student, that's something student government pushed the initiative to. The students don't use it, so they can opt out to use it.
Right.
And they get
why pay that
back.
$35?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, those are good. You kind of are acting almost as the voice of certain parts of the student body then.
That's the goal.
You know, hearing them and then representing that interest with the administration or with the executive council. How is those? Is it intimidating at all? I mean, obviously you're an adult. I mean, you're not a high school kid. So as a fifth year senior too, I mean, you have a little more experience here. You step into that room. Do you feel like you have an open voice in that kind of environment, or are you getting treated like a student?
A little bit of both. I go in there with the attitude that you have to listen to what I have to say or I'll make your life miserable. And it's worked for me so far. Right. So I'm just going to keep that attitude up.
You got 20,000 other voices behind you. Yep. It's a good problem to have, I guess.
And no one's been belittling or anything to me so far. Hopefully, knock on wood, it stays that way.
Well, you know, and I think that's the attitude I've seen from a lot of people is they value the voice of the students as long as it's presented in the way you're presenting it. I think that what we hear a lot is there's just so much. There's so much noise and there's so many varying voices and stuff. So having it funnel up to somebody that can say, hey, on behalf of students or on behalf of part of the student population, that's good. That's good. Who was your vice president that you ran with?
My name is Katie Storr.
All right. And you and Katie, you've known each other a while. Is this like a...
We've actually only known each other for 2 years.
All right.
They were in student government last semester. They were communications director. And then when I expressed interest in running, they said, you know, why don't I run with you?
Cool. That's great. I was going to ask, you know, how you two matched up. So do your goals and views kind of align or do you balance each other out with some different viewpoints?
We definitely balance each other out. Because Katie's older than I am. Okay. She's actually a grad student this year at Eastern. And so she's been at Eastern for longer than I have. And so we both have been here for a while, but just different parts. So we have a lot of institutional knowledge between the two of us to go through.
And you're going to walk next April?
Hopefully. Okay. That's the plan.
All right. And you know, what's your next step? Are you already doing internships or looking at jobs or anything like that?
I had an internship over the summer, but it was a campaign job, so election year will be over, so that's probably not going to be there for me when I graduate.
Well, luckily, elections never end in our country.
It's
There's always something going on. All right.
I'm probably just going to look to get a job somewhere with a political campaign or a grassroots organization and then work with them until the next election year and then join another campaign.
So April comes around, you know, you're kind of finishing up your time at Eastern.
Yes.
What is one thing that you'd really love to accomplish this year or to finish up your time at Eastern that you'd look back on and really hold some pride for?
Oh, man.
I got you there.
No, you did. I haven't really thought that far in advance. I'm really just trying to, because the school just started. So
yeah,
I
know. It's that busy time of year.
But I guess if I have to pick something, I hope to create a culture of like leadership and mentorship because a lot of students, you know, with Eastern cycles are a lot of students and a lot of people want to become leaders or have the potential to be leaders. And so if we can establish like in a pipeline, at least with student government, to get people to become senators and mentor them into leaders, then maybe one day we can have the next student body president sitting in front of you having this conversation, you know?
Right. And that's great, too, that you want to inspire people. But I think what I'm hearing, too, is you want to help students. So I know that traditionally Eastern has a very high at-risk student population, first-time students, students of lower economic means, students from high schools that didn't have the best educational background. But they're here, and we're here to serve them, right? So getting them more involved or giving them more resources, it kind of sounds like some of the things that you'd want to do. And that's great. Because students helping students is a wonderful way to improve all of those numbers. I mean, 100% would be wonderful, right? 100% six-year graduation rate. But good. Best of luck to you, Candace.
Thank you. Of course,
we're going to say go Eagles here for the second half of the football game. And we'll see you around campus. We'd love to hear from you. Please keep us abreast of anything you got going on that lines with, you know, making Eastern better or just things you think you need to have your voice heard about. We are definitely here to help you out with that and would love to chat more with you as the year goes on.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Candace. Have a great day. Go Eagles. And this was Focus on EMU on 89.1 WEMU.